Good morning. Last week, we began the sugya of Nekach u'Memkar with Ketanim. As we pointed out, Midoy Raiso, a katan is a lav bar das. He has no das. He cannot buy, he cannot sell, he cannot give things as a present. The one exception is that if he is given a present, when there is das acheres makne, when it's zochen l'adam shloi b'fanov, whatever exactly the lumdus is, when he's given a present, that's something which he can receive. But for him to give something in exchange, for him to mekachu memkar, or that he cannot do. Afo pikein, midrabanon, the halacha is that if a child finds a mitzia, it is considered gezel midivrehem. It is usher to take it away from him, although him picking it up is not a true kenyan. Nevertheless, Chazal were concerned that if people would start grabbing things away from ketanim, that would cause machloikis, and therefore it is gezel mitivrehem. It's not yetzi b'dayanim, but it is usher nevertheless to take it away from him. Now, we discussed at the end of the shiur last week, we discussed a case where a katan every week came into a candy store and spent his allowance on candy. And then when he became a bar mitzvah, he walked into the store, pulled out his receipts for the past 5 years, and demanded a refund. He was a lav bar das until now, and therefore the halacha should be he should have the right to be chozer from the mekach, and he should get the money back. Now, a number of people were disturbed by this concept. How could it be? He gave the money, he got the candy. But Lamais, if you think about it, let's change the case a little bit. Instead of a child going to a candy store and buying himself a chocolate bar, say the child had a Yerusha, and he walked into a restaurant owner, convinced him to blow the entire Yerusha buying drinks for everyone in the restaurant. So I think everyone would agree that if he comes back a few years later and says, I was a child, I was 10 years old, I didn't know any better, you took advantage of me, and you convinced me to waste my money, he's entitled to the money back. So in halacha, buying a candy bar is the same thing. He's a lav bar das. He didn't have the right ability to make these decisions, and therefore, if he comes back when he's a gadol, he has the right to demand a refund. Now the truth is, the case we spoke about last week was he came back right after his bar mitzvah and asked for the money back. In reality, even for everyone in the audience who is a bit older, it may not be too late. Because if you buy something when you're a katan, does that have any meaning? Is that a kinyan? No. So who cares how long you wait? You should have the right to say 20, 30, 40, depending on what your age is, 3 years later, that original kinyan was not a good kinyan, and therefore I get the money back. Now the Tzayis in Simon Reish Laman Hey argues, he says that you have to come back right away. He's medame to the case of Ben Chof, but this place is not pashut at all. The Aruch HaShulchan says the kinyan was nothing, and therefore there's no time limit. It's not too late. Everyone here, after the shiur, we can all drive down together to the grocery store, and we can demand a refund. Now, last week we discussed the concept of mazik with different cheshbonos. But this week I'd like to just bring out another point why this issue is not so simple. And that is, when the child comes in, and he has, what did he buy the candy bar with? What money did he have? So the case was, he got an allowance. Or it was his birthday, he got some money from his grandparents. So he took the money. There he got the money, it was das acheres makne, it was his money midoraisa. So he has the right to get the money. To buy something, mekach u'memkar, he can't do. So that was the problem. Reality, it is not so simple to give a child money. Because although the halacha is by das acheres makne, if you give a present to a child, he's oichen it. The Mishnah Bava Metziah says that Metzias benoi, a katan, the halacha is areyu shaloi. If your child is walking down the street and he finds a wallet, the halacha is the father gets the money. Now, there's a machlokes in the Gemara, Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, on what the case is. Shmuel holds, it means literally, a child is a katan, a katan finds something because he always runs to his father, it belongs to the father. If he's a gadol, once he's a bar mitzvah bacher, if he goes, he's walking down the street and he finds a lost object, he picks it up, it's his. Rabbi Yochanan argues. Rabbi Yochanan says, katan means any child who is soimech al shulchan aviv, as long as he's supported by the father, even if he is 18, 20, 30, whatever the age is, if he's Samech al Shulchan Aviv, if he's living at home, the halacha is the father gets it, the Metziah Mishum Eva. If he is not supported by the father, even if he is 10 years old, since he is not Samech al Shulchan Aviv, there he keeps the Metziah. Now, many Rishayim said, the same halacha and the same question by a Metziah applies to a present. So if you give a, if a child receives a present, although it's Dasech Eres Makne, although the person is giving it to him, there's Dasech Eres Makne, Zachon Adam. Nevertheless, that's only talking about when the child's a Yosef. But if he is Saimech al Shulchan Aviv, according to Rabbi Yochanan, or if he's not Saimech al Shulchan Aviv, if he's less than Bar Mitzvah, according to Shmuel, the halacha would be the present that the child receives belongs to the parents. So it'll come out, if your child gets a Hanukkah present, and whatever it is, you're the child and you're jealous of that, you want to play with that game, you want to play with that toy, you have every right to tell your child that you're under Bar Mitzvah, you're Soimach al Shulchan Aviv, that present belongs to me. Mashenken, if he's a Gadol, even if he's Soimach al Shulchan Aviv, that is a Machlokes. But the Rambam HaKoponim paskins that a Gadol, even if he's Soimach al Shulchan Aviv, if he receives a present, he keeps it for himself. Oh, I guess that in a minute. So to come out, and this is a very common, very often people who, they make a bar mitzvah with their child, and people who, if they don't have the money, they can't afford to pay for the affair. Very often they will want to take the child's money to pay for his bar mitzvah. Now the truth is, it'll come out with halacha, it'll depend when they got the presents. If the present was given to the child when he was a katan, someone gave the present in advance before he's a bar mitzvah, that present, the kulayama, belongs to the father. Belongs to the father, he can spend it on whatever he'd like. He can certainly use it to pay for the bar mitzvah. Mitzad sheni, if it's given after the bar mitzvah, the father is counting that the money will come in afterwards. Once it's given to the child who is a gadol, even if he's soimech al shulchan aviv, the mechaber akol panim paskins, that it belongs to the child. If it belongs to the child, you would have no right to take it from him. Now, if he gives it to you or agrees, that's fine. But against his will, just to take the money from him would certainly be awesome. Now, you can ask the child that if the money comes in when you're a gadol, will you give it to me? But regardless of what he says, since he's still a katan, he has the right to back out. But so taking it when you're a gadol is not pashut at all. Now, this halacha is when a third party gives a present. When the father gives a present, it's a little bit less clear. Because if the reason why if the child finds something or receives a present, if the reason why the father keeps it is Mishum Eva, because he's going to say, I'm supporting you, I pay for all your expenses, finally you win the lottery or you find a couple of dollars and you say, no, it's mine, so Mishum Eva, they gave it to him. If that's the pshat, then when the father is giving the present, is there Eva? No, he wants to give the present to the child. So there is such a tzad. However, the Machan Ephraim says that Zechiyah and Simon Beis says that the halacha, Reif Pais can argue on this, and by a Kohen, if he's a Kohen, and Yisamech al Shulchan Aviv, even if the father gives a present, it really doesn't belong to the child. Now what that means is, when our child went into the candy store to buy himself a chocolate bar, he probably wasn't spending his money. Because whether he got it as a present from someone else, they are certainly belong to the father. If the father gave him it as a present also, according to most places, it would still be his. And therefore, the money belonged to the father. So if the father is maskim that the child go ahead and spend it, gives him rishus, and is okay with it, then the katan can't come afterwards and say, I was a lav bar das. His das is not relevant. He was bringing someone else's money with their consent to the candy store, and therefore the child would not have a taina. Mitzad sheni, if the father comes later and says, I had no idea what was going on, the child, I thought he was saving up the money, chveis, he figures one day he'll get married, he's putting it away, and now I find out he was blowing it all on chocolate bars. Well, chayra, if he could prove it, he would have a good taina, and he would be able to demand a refund. So it depends. If the pshat is it was given to him as a matana, and therefore really belongs to the father. The father's teveya, not the child. Now, the one complication in this is there is a tshuva from Rav Tzal Ashkenazi from Siman Lamed Hey, and the Machane Ephraim also says such a thing, that it could be if the child gets a present and the father says he's moichel it, he allows the child to keep it, then it could be it would be his. Now again, if that would be true, then if the father gives a present, l'chor, you should certainly say that, so you have to cheshbon that out. But I'll kopon him, in such a case, if the child gets a Hanukkah present from someone else, and the father says you can keep it, and he's not makbir on it, then according to this svara, it would belong to the child, and then we go back to the old problem. If the child doesn't have the right to do mekach u'memkar, he should be able to demand a refund later. Now, one halacha is very clear. If you have your candy store, and you see a child walking down the street, he bends down, he finds a wallet, and he just struck it rich. He comes into the store and wants to buy candy. It's certainly usher to sell it to him, because the mitzia of a ben katan hasamach al shulchan aviv l'kulei alma belongs to the father. If it belongs to the father, and you see clearly he's using it, he didn't get permission, he's just buying it on his own, you clearly would not be able to sell it to him. You'd have a chiyuv to, once he gives you the money, to give it to the father. That's who it belongs to, and it would certainly be usher for you to go ahead and to just sell him whatever you'd like. If you see that he picked it up, Hashem said, hey, once it comes to your hand, now it could be there's no chiyuv to go ahead and grab it out of the child's hand. But I'll call upon him when you have it, there already there's a chiyuv, there is a chiyuv al Hashem Sabeda to give it back. Now there is a, it's interesting, in Hilchus Gzeila, where there's a halacha of a chaluk maganiv, you're not allowed to buy something from a ganiv. And there are all sorts of halachas, there are different cases where you have to be choishish that this thing is stolen. You buy something from a shepherd where, you know, he just took the stuff from the flock. It's not really his. One of the cases, and it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, is buying things from Noshim or Ketanim is a problem. Because how does the Ketan get this in the first place? There's a presumption he probably took it from his father's house and sold it. So the Pesach Choshen adds, the same way, if a child wants to sell you his father's car, then you have this usher to buy it, because you have to be choshish that it's not his, it belongs to his father. If he comes in with money, and again, maybe a dollar or two, which is normal to give a child, would be different, but if a child comes in with large sums of money, you have to start thinking twice, where does this money really come from? And this would be the din of chaluk and maganev, and you would not be able, it would be usher to take this money unless you figure out where it came from. So be that as it may, this is all the halachos of a katan. As we pointed out last week, the Mishnah in Gittin writes that although midoraisa, a child cannot buy and sell, there is a halacha of pu'utos, that a child, once he reaches the age of anywhere between 6 and 10, depending on his intelligence, if he's a yasum, there's no one taking care of him, he has no apotropos, he has no father, the halacha is he's allowed to buy and sell metaltalin. This takana is kedei chayav. You have a child. He doesn't have a parent. Doesn't have anyone taking care of him. So if he couldn't buy and sell, Nebuch the child would starve to death. So midrabanan kedei chayav chazal vergoizer, he has the right to buy and sell metaltalin. Karka will be different, but metaltalin he has the right to buy and sell. Now the age is anywhere, the Gemara says, anywhere between the age of 6 and 10. Once he is intelligent enough to understand what's going on, and kolach lufi chorfe. The Rambam and Shulchan Aruch is mashma that whenever you want to sell to a minor and you want to be samech in this halacha, you have to check: is he a bar das? Does he know what's going on? Does he have seichel or not? You can't make any assumptions. The Rama argues. The Rama, and it's really the mashmais of the Gemara, says that no, if he's under 10. So there, it's not clear whether he has das or doesn't have das. You have to check. You can't be something. You can't make any assumptions. But once he's 10 years old, unless he is a shaita, unless he is especially slow or delayed development, there you can assume a 10-year-old has enough das for this takana, and you can sell him an item. Interestingly, Yamsha Shlomo over here paskens like the Mechaber. He says that you have to check, and he says especially today, where there are so many crooks and swindlers around, So if you're not going to have to check, so the few ketanim that are 10 years old but don't have baridas, some crook will get a hold of them and swindle them. And therefore, he says the halacha is you have to check, and you cannot assume a ketan has the das to qualify this for this halacha until you actually check it out and make sure he has his adeh b'tiv maso matan, he knows what he's doing. Now, this is buying and selling. What's interesting is the Gemara says that this takana, the kedei chayav, we're going to allow a child to buy and sell once he is the age of somewhere between 6 and 10. The Gemara says it applies even to a present. A child can give a present to someone else. What's interesting is that according to some poskim, it's Machlokes Rishonim, but according to some Rishonim, a child has greater rights to give a present than he does to buy or sell. Why? Because if he wants to buy or sell something, so if he's only allowed to do it when he has no apotropos, there's no one to take care of him. There's no one to take care of him. Kedei chayav, chazal made a takan. When it comes to a present, some Rishonim say, even if he has an apotropos, he's still allowed to give a present. Why? Because if you have a yasim, he has money. So Be'ezim may appoint an apotropos. This person's going to take care of his affairs. So he can do whatever's in the best interest of the child. He can buy, he can sell, he can do what needs to be done. Does an apotropos have a right to give away the child's assets? Absolutely not. He has a responsibility to take care to the cotton. He can buy, he can sell, but he can't give a present. Some Rishonim say, because an apotropos can't give away a present, so as far as the right to give away a present, whether or not there's an apotropos, is irrelevant. And a child, even with an apotropos, has the right to give away a present. To sell, if you want to pay him for it, that the apotropos has to take care of. But since the koyach to give a matano is something that apotropos doesn't have, therefore, according to some Rishonim, whether or not there is an apotropos, a child will be able to give away a matano. It's machlokes Rishonim. The Piskei Tshuva says it's a blayb sarachin. It's a sveka didina. Now, based on this, let's go back to what's probably the most common area where these questions come up. As everyone knows, the first day of Sukkot, you have a lulav and eser. There's a din of lachem. You have to be mekayim the mitzvah. You need your lulav and eser. Now, the halacha is, and I think most people know this, that you cannot give your lulav and eser to your child the first day of Sukkot before your yaitzah. Why? So the Gemara says, because when you give it to the child, there's das acheres makneh, the lulav and eser belongs to him. So it belongs to him, he'll do the mitzvah, it'll be lachem, with mekayim the mitzvah. But then afterwards, you want the lulav and eser back. You have to go to shul, so you want it back, and you want to shake lulav afterwards. The child gives it to you. Can the child give the lulav and eser to the parent? No. He can't make a kinyan midaraisa. And therefore, the halacha is, you have to make sure, you have to be yoytza lulav and eser first. If you give it to your child, once you give it to him, it's too late. He can't give it back to you, and you won't be able to mekayim the mitzvah. This is the halacha, I think everyone knows it. I think everyone's familiar with this halacha. Problem is, that this halacha doesn't seem to stem with anything we've said today. Because what's the problem? The problem is that the child, you gave him the lulav and eser, he can't give it back to you. Why not? It's true, midoraisa, he can't make a kenyan. But we just said it's takon of pu'utos. That once he's between the age of 6 and 10 and up, he can give it, he can make a kenyan midrabanan. So what's the problem? Give it to your child. Let him shake lulav and eser. Afterwards, he'll return it to you. And because of the din of pu'uta, he's doing a kai in the midst of lulav and eser. Why not? Oh, very good. So the easy answer is the whole din of pu'uta is only a yasim. He has no one taking care of him. Over here, you're giving it to your son. If you're giving it to your son, he obviously has a father. If he has a father, there's an apotropos. There's an apotropos, there's no din of pu'uta. It's a very simple answer. The problem is that depends on the machlokes Rishonim we just said. Because over here, you're not buying the eser from your child. He's giving it to you back as a present. So if you hold a child an apotropos cannot give a present, very good. So that's why he can't give it back to you. But if he could give a present, then what's the problem? Let's take advantage of the din of pu'utos and let him give you back the lulav and esrog. Okay. Who told me I'm an asla hachzer? You can give it to him as a matana, and he'll give you a matana afterwards. What? Tell him, give it back. Again, we're dealing with it with Pu'utais. He's a 12-year-old child. Tell him when you finish, please give it back to me. It's Lachem. A child can understand the concept of giving him a present.
Even according to the Rishonim, does it apply to when I'm, does the whole Kiddush, does it apply to when I'm Yosem at all? Because even though the father technically is like an avot trouble, but the child is not the different Yosem to begin with. Was he ever in the takana being able to have a license?
So it's a good point. There is perhaps makom in svarah to be mechalek, but this kash that I'm asking you is not my kasha. It's the Mordechai. So you see clearly from the Mordechai that even if there's a father, since there's someone taking care of him, the halacha of pu'utah applies. Everyone agrees an apotropos cannot give a matana. That's because an apotropos cannot give a matana, some say therefore the child could because the takana of putos applies. But everyone agrees an apotropos can't stand give a matana. In this case, there's no tayelos to the child in the matana. So this is the problem. The problem is that why can't you give this lieu of an esrog to your child and he'll give back to you al putos? So the Mordechai asks this kasha, and he gives two terutim. First, he says, perhaps the case is talking about he gave it to a 4-year-old child, a 5-year-old child. 5-year-old child, once it's, you know, he reaches the age of, you know, Tzor Vizarka, Egos Vinoitloi, once he's pretty young, he can be Zoicha with a Dasach Eres Makna. But he hasn't yet reached the maturity of Puto, so he can't give it back to you. But according to this Mordechai, according to this first Pshat, if you're dealing with a 10 and 11-year-old child, there would be no problem giving him the Esrog, because he can give it back to you while it's Pulutas. The Mordechai's second heritage is that he says even the shittas that hold that a child with an apotropos can give a maton, he says that is only an apotropos. But if he has a father taking care of him, there's no need to allow him to give a maton. And he says via lukuliyama, you wouldn't be able to give it. Now, if you follow this heritage, so then the halacha would have a problem. Then the halacha, once a father gives it to the child, he cannot get it back, and you would have this issue. Now, a third possible teretz, and this is a whole schmooze, is that midoy reiser, can the child give a present or sell anything? No. This is all takana of pu'utos. So there's a famous shayla, does a kenyan derabanan help for a shayla of a deraisa? No, it's midoy reiser when you give it to the child, it is. Midoy reiser, he can't give it back to you. Chazal made a takana of pu'utos, he could give it back. But there's much discussion in the Poskim. Perhaps, since when the child gives it back to the father, midoy raisa, there's no kinyan. The father has no das. Perhaps the yoytza, the mitzvah of luv and esrog, midoy raisa, perhaps it can't be yoytza. Because this is not a kinyan deraisa, it's only a kinyan derabanan. Now, this is a whole schmooze. You know, the halacha, most Poskim do hold, in a normal case, kinyan derabanan helps for a deraisa. Again, there's different. There are certain rayos that it will not help, but Chassam Sofer and most other achrayim, they're madchi, and we're not going to go through it. But each of the rayos, they're only in specific cases. But in general, when Bezin makes a kinyan, it's a kinyan. It'll help for the rabbanons. It'll help for the raisas. And the truth is, this Mordechai is a raya to this. The Mordechai that asked the kasha and gives the other two terutzim clearly held that the kinyan and the rabbanon would help for the raisa. In truth, there's another much more basic problem with this whole halacha. What's this halacha? The halacha is you can't give the esrog to your child. Why? Because if you didn't give it to him, it'll be his midaraisa, dasach eres makne. Then when he wants to give it back to you, he can't be makne back to you because he's a katan. A katan can't give away a matana. Based on what we just said before, this kasha shouldn't start. Because when a child who is a katan, who's samech al shulchan aviv, finds a metzia, or if someone gives a present, who gets that present? Who owns the mitziah? The halacha is, it belongs to the father. It's a present or a mitziah. So the problem over here is, what's the problem giving the esrog to your child? Even if you give it to him, it never becomes his. It's a matano that a child who's a kohen al-samech al-shulchan aviv got. It never worked. So what's the problem in the first place? What? Ah, very good. So really, this is not a kasha on the halacha. It's a kasha on the metzias, because to the extent that you give it to your child, but because the child is a kohen in a semech ha-shulchan aviv, it belongs to you, so you haven't accomplished anything by giving it to him. He's not. It's not lochem to him. It's not his. It belongs to you. What? Oh, very good. So Zog Demach and Ephraim. This whole Gemara is talking about where you did either you mezakai de acher, you gave him atona amnash she'en lo'ov rishus boy. You gave, there are all sorts of interesting cases to get around that halacha. Someone gave it to the child amnash, your father shouldn't get it. So there, many poskim say it was amnash she'en lo'ov rishus boy that the child will get. So in such a case, if you give a matana to a child in such a way, amanash ein la'avrishus boy, now you're stuck. Because now he can't give it back to you or to the father or to anybody else. But it'll come out in a typical case. If a person just hands his esrog to his child and says, here, I'm being mezakeh to you so you can be mekayim mitzvah of lochem, it's very shaykh, it won't work. It's very nice. But if he knows the halacha and he says, I'm going to ask she'en la'av rishus bo, good. But if he doesn't know the halacha, if I take a poll over here, how many people last time they gave an esrog to their child understood that it was a matana, I'm going to ask she'en la'av rishus bo? And even that may not work. It only work when mizake ayideyachah. So to come out of the Gemara and Ephraim says, the whole problem is, the Gemara's assumption is, you somehow got it to the child. How do you do that? With a lot of difficulty. Yeah, either someone else is zach in some funny case. Once you have that case, the Gemara says, now you're stuck. But what will come out of the halacha, if a person the first day of Sukkot doesn't realize, he makes a mistake, he hands it to his child and says, here, take it, it's lochem, be kind of the mitzvah. And then afterwards he realizes, oy vey, what did I do? It'll come out, it is not so simple, he can't just ask for it back. Because first of all, you have this issue. It could be it never became the child's unless he was Ein Asayu Mechal Shulchan Aviv or you made this tonight. Even if it did become his, it's really totally in two terutzim the Mordechai. According to the Mordechai's first pshat, that the case is only when he's under Pu'utais, but once he is the age of Pu'utais, he has the right to give you a back of Matana. Again, you can be Mekayim the Mitzvah. So, I'm not saying to be Samech on this Lechachilot, certainly Lechachilot should avoid the problem. But if a person does it and he shook the Lulav and Esrog, he certainly should not make another bracha if he's taking someone else's Lulav, because there are many Shitas that this Halacha will not apply to a typical case. Yeah, so that's people buy chinuch sets because they want the child for it to be lochem, for it to be yotza and everything. How did it become his in the first place? And Anachami, so you need either a zochin, Anachami, you need one of these zochin or avanash ein la v'shuzba, or go according to the shittas that when the father gives a present, Anachami, it's pretty difficult. It'll come out. If you want to be mahadr, that your child has lochem, l'kuli alma, it's not so easy. You have zochin ayde acher, is probably, will help. Amnash Engler Avr Shosba. And the fact that he's Michael, you have a bunch of Tzerufim together. But it's not so simple. So, I don't know how quickly we say, in a case where people never thought of it, they just hand it to their child and say, here, take it, it's yours. If the halacha is when you give a matana to your child, it's still yours, you still have rights to it, then you still have rights to it. He knows it's dinah lochem, but it depends, was he here on the shir Sunday morning, on Shabbat? That's true. All you have to know is you're being mekadesh nisha. When you buy it, when you buy something, you don't have to know the lumdus of what the kinyan is. You just have to know that you're buying it. On the other hand, when you're giving a present to the child, all you're doing is giving a present. You're not making a new tanam of amanash and lavish. You're just not doing that. So to say that that a person is an umdana, that he meant something that he never thought of, okay, maybe. It's a limud zchus, perhaps, but it's certainly not a davar pashut.
When a person God wanted to, I wanted you to be Lachem. So does, I don't know, what is he doing different? That's what I'm saying.
Because like this, when you give, the halacha is, when you give a present to a child, it doesn't work. Forget about lochem. Every time you give it to the child, you want to give it to the child. So why doesn't it work? Why don't you make a new tanai? The answer is that the halacha is that a present or anything a child gets automatically goes to the father. So you give it to the child, and then it goes right back to you, because that's the halacha. If you would ask him, do you want it, or do you want him to have it? Clearly you want him to have it. You gave him the present. But that doesn't change the fact that if there is such a halacha, that you get it back. That's what happens. Right, and you're right. That's true. Lochem is better. Lochem is better. So the question is whether. Okay, so the question is how much can we stick into the person's das, because this is what needs to happen to make it work when the person has no clue what needs to be done. Okay, I hear the svara. Could be. Yeah, it would need a makar. It could be. There could be such a svara, but. What? So again, das akharas makim may not help, because you have the same issue that when someone else gives a matana to the child, its vayter belongs to the father. When you have almanas she'ein la'av reshus bo, so there many rishayim say that will help even when there's a father. Now again, this is just a good example how there's a halacha in Orach Chaim that everybody knows, but you have to learn a little chosh and mishpah to really appreciate how to apply it halacha l'maisa. Good.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't say anything. He doesn't.
They assume people learn chayshem mishpat. This is aleph bez. This is. We can't blame the mechaber for our hamaratzus. Okay, so let's just continue. I want to get through some more of the halachos of back in chayshem mishpat. This is all went by a cotton. Once a person becomes a gadol, he is a bar mitzvah or a bas mitzvah and has simonim. There, by metatlin, he can buy, he can sell. Now, I think we all understand that someone who's 13 years old in one day doesn't necessarily have complete maturity. But afal pi kein, loy plug, once he's a gadol, when it comes to metatlin, he can buy and sell. If he's very, you know, if he's qualifies to be a shoita, then obviously his actions have no toikif, he has no das. But as long as he's not a shoita, even though he is somewhat immature, and even though doesn't have complete seichel, the bottom line is he's bar mitzvah, he's responsible for his actions, he can't wake up later and said, you know, I was naive, I didn't know what was going on, he's stuck with his actions. This is all by metatlin. By karka, there are two special halachas, these are both midrabanan. And basically by karka, chazal were concerned, it takes more chokhmah, and understand harifa to be able to make decisions about buying and selling karka. Presumably it's a big ticket item, and it's something which, so there Chazal said that even if he is a gadol, his ma'isiv are not kayim unless hitaka is a yodea b'tiv ma'aseh u'matan, unless he's tichtig and he knows what he's doing. Even if he's tichtig, he knows what he's doing, he's a bar das, still if he's trying to sell his yerusha, karka that he got from his father, there the halacha is it does not work until he's 20 years old. If he's under 20, we say he does not have the maturity to make these kinds of decisions to sell the estate that he got from his father. And regardless of the fact that he's a gadol, regardless of how intelligent he is, the mekach is not kayim, he has the right to undo it. Now there is a machlokes rishayim whether this applies only to a yerusha that he got from his father. Some rishayim and mechaber really extend it to any Yerusha. In addition, some Rishayim say, even if it's not a Yerusha from the father, even if the father gave it as a matana before he died, still this halacha would apply. We want to protect whatever he's yarshing or whatever he's getting from family members, regardless of whether it's technically a Yerusha or whether it's technically a matana. Other Rishayim say this halacha is very specific. It's only for a Yerusha from his father. Now, although in Shulchan Aruch this is not brought down, the Beis Yosef says that it's nidcha from halacha, there's no kimli. Other later achroinim say that there is a kimli, and it seems to be somewhat of a sveka. Did you know what halacha is when it's not by the father? But a koponim, a yerusha from a father, lekulei alma, until he is 20 years old, he cannot sell. No, there is no, we do not, and one of the halachas of apotropos is there's no way to appoint an apotropos for someone who's for a gadol. It can only be done for a katan. He's still going to have to get stuck until then or something. But as far as selling it, that lechayro when he's under 20, I don't know of any way where he could sell. Well, the less than 20 won't necessarily be an issue because the less than 20, the issue of 20 is only when it's Yerusha from his father. So I don't think Bezin will appoint an apotropos with less than 20. They have an achrayus to appoint someone. There's a whole list of qualifications, and to the extent that a less than 20 is not la bardas, Mestam Bezin wouldn't be able to appoint him as an apotropos. No, so it's. It seems to be neither, because the halacha that by karka you need to have das, that's to protect him that children do not have, do not necessarily have das. If he is a yadea b'tiv maso mata, and you can establish he's sharp, then once he is a gadol, if you're talking about karka that he bought himself and he wants to sell, that would be okay. By Yerusha's avos, it seems there's an extra protection that until he's 20, is also an age, it becomes a bar oynish in bidei shemayim. Until he has that extra level of maturity, Chazal said, nothing doing. He can't sell it, and that way he won't sell it before he's quite ready. Now, interestingly enough, we mentioned before that that this halacha, the takan of pu'utos, applies maya matana. This restriction that you can't sell karka until you're either a charif or if it's Yerusha, you have to wait until you're 20. That's by selling. To give away a Yerusha that you could do. Now this sounds very counterintuitive. If I can't sell it because I don't have a das, certainly we want to protect a child or a young adult from giving away the entire estate before he's mature, certainly he shouldn't be able to give it away as a present. But the Gemara explains that no. The problem is that when you show an 18-year-old child, you dangle a couple of gold coins in front of his face, they get all excited about the money. And they'll sell something to get the money, even when it's really not the wisest thing for them to do. However, when they're giving it away as a present, there's no money being dangled in front of their eyes. And there, even though they're 18, as long as they're a gadol or by puto is even younger, there if they're giving a matana, there probably is a good reason. And there even by karka, even by yerusha, they'll be able to give a matana as long as it is not a mekach u'memkach. Now, as far as the halacha of giving a matana by a katan, so there we mentioned before it's machlokes. As we mentioned before, the Yamshel Shleimah, the Aruch HaShulchan are both machmir, and they say that a matana, if a makom is an apotropos is not kayim, you need the apotropos is okay before the matana will be kayim. Ma'aseh Shehayah Kachayah. A person yarshined karka from his father. He was 18 years old, and he went ahead, he decided he was a businessman, he was taka, he knew what he was doing, he bought, sold, did all sorts of business. And vayhi hayoyim, he went bankrupt. His creditors came, and they said, you owe us money. He said, it's true, I owe you money, but I have nothing left. So the creditor said, wait a second. When your father died, he left you this valuable piece of property. Now, what do? You went ahead and you sold it. Okay. But you were less than 20. If you're less than 20, do you have the right to sell the karka that belonged to your father? No. So we want to go to the person who bought the property, and we want to seize this for the chayv. What's the halach? What? What did he say? Well, again, he wasn't cotton. We're saying he's 18 years old. He definitely has the right to. Well, actually, cotton borrowing we'll get to next week. But an 18-year-old can definitely borrow money. But the question over here is like this: when someone who is less than 20 sells the cocker, what's the pshat? Is the pshat Chazal said this is nothing? It's like a 2-year-old selling a piece of property. If it's nothing, then who owns the property? Still belongs to this 18-year-old. If the 18-year-old owes someone else money, the other person can go ahead and grab the property. Now, it's true, the person we sold the property to, if the sale is batel, he has to refund the money. Good. So there are two balei choivos. They can split the property. You have to figure out who's mugged to him. You have to figure out who has a shtar. You have to go in regular hilchos gevias chayv. So if the whole mekach is batel, it's nothing. So then the creditor has the right to say, I'm taking this property. If the buyer wants to put in a claim, so we'll figure out who has a shtar, who's mugdim, who's mocher, it'll go through the regular dinim b'kviyas chayv. Mashenkin, if you hold that really he's over bar mitzvah, he sells it, it's sold. Chazal gave him a schus, if he wants to, he can undo the deal. If he sees that it's not good for him, he hits 20 years old and he looks back and he says, this wasn't a very wise thing to do, he has the right to demand a refund. If that's the pshat, then Kol's man, this 18-year-old doesn't exercise that right. He doesn't demand the refund. The halacha is the mekach v'bikayim. So the Imrei Bino says, this is a machlokes rishayim. According to the Rajba, the mekach is nothing, it's zero. And therefore, any bal chayv has the right to go ahead on his own and go ahead and grab the property and collect it. According to the Rambam, there the halacha is the mekach is kayim. It's just a right that Chazal gave the child, the young adult, to back out, and therefore, if he decides not to exercise that right, then a bal choyv cannot go ahead and collect it. Now, another nafkamina, which is really totally in the same question, is what happens if the person sells the property when he's 18, he becomes 2 years later, he's 20, and he doesn't come back and make any complaints. 10 years pass by. He never goes back to the buyer and says, I changed my mind. What's Allah? So if you hold like the Rajba, the Mekach is nothing, it's zero, it's a 2-year-old selling, there's never a Kenyan. There's never a Kenyan. I don't care whether you're silent, not silent, you have the right afterwards to demand a refund. Masha Enkein, if you hold like the Rambam, really it's a good Mekach. Chazal went ahead and gave you the right to back out. So there, it's very mistabra. This right is, when you hit 20, you can back out. But if you don't exercise that right, then there is mechila. And then later on, you cannot come wake up later and say, I want to undo the deal. When you're 20, you have to act right away. If you don't, you're being mechil that right, and you can't wake up later. Now, interestingly enough, the Ma'bit passes like this. He says, if you don't complain when you're 20, the deal is final. He has an interesting case. A person sold the property when he was 18. He died a year later. And his Yershim wanted to undo the deal. So here the Ma'bit says, he says like this. He says, really the halacha is like that you have the right to back out. But he says, the same way the father, who only had a total of 2 years from the sale to undo it, because after 2 years he would have been 20, he would have lost that right. So even though he's dead, and his Yarshim are only 14, we don't say he has another 6 years. We say their kayach is only what they got from the father, and therefore they would only have 1 year to protest the sale. Once the father, who had he been alive, would have been 20, then they lose their right. But before then, they have the right to complain and say that we want to undo the deal. Okay, we're out of time now. We'll have to continue. We'll have to finish the topic next week.